pile of flapjacks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I need another beer.
Man, is this guy an idiot.
That same percentage he could butter my biscuits.
Oh, man, I am going to slide the butter on that shit, and it is going to melt away all over your biscuits. And that's, I feel like that's for this.
Playing games with my heart.
You just take the football, he's slanging. Oh
my God, am I ever a piece of shit?
Can you answer the question?
Or no, I'd rather pick what?
Guys are in the shower, and all of a sudden you hear, Brimbo!
Now, here comes the music. Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right
down. Boom, 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 boom. Welcome back to the show, where there is a will, there is a wailing. This time, there is a wailing.
Bum, ba, da, ba.
Give a slow golf clap to the myth, the man, the legend, who may or may not still be my friend, Sir Kevin Whalen. Yay, the crowd goes wild.
I'm here. Yes, I am. I'm ready for action.
It seemed like they weren't clapping loud enough there for you.
That's because we don't really have fans. No. Yeah. And the only fans we have, we edit in later.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
There will be a clap upon editing this program.
Oh, I know. I mean, like, we could easily put in, like, you know, that fake laughter from sitcoms and shit.
Yes.
You could easily add that in. I mean, with a little we could
buzzer.
Make the audience know. We could let them know when it's funny.
With the little
and then. They'll know to laugh, right?
The little buzzer. Zzz, laugh, laugh, laugh.
Yeah. That was a joke. Punchline delivered.
If you didn't know, now you know to laugh. Before we get into what we want to talk about, we are going to get into the Masters, obviously, and then we are going to get into maybe some other sports talk. I just wanted to mention that I put out a funny meme today that I thought was really funny when it comes to being a dad and you have a daughter. You have two of them. So I put out a meme today that says, the first time I met my daughter's boyfriend, I threw him a shotgun's shell. And I told him, the ones that are past 10 o'clock are a lot faster. And I thought that was brilliant. And what a brilliant thing. You know, it's funny. I had my 11-year-old daughter ask me about if she could bring her well, I think at 11 years old her pretend boyfriend over when we weren't home, and I was like, "Are you mad? Have you gone absolutely mad?" You're 11, turning 12, and boys at 12, I would have met, like, do you remember being 12?
It was a long time ago, but, I feel longer, like it shouldn't be a threat.
A lot longer than 12, for you. Than
you know?
Yeah, it shouldn't be, but if you're not home, would you prefer your 11-year-old daughter to be home alone with,
No.
No.
No. No.
Adolescent boys, my God.
Did I tell you the story about my oldest?
You didn't. Please, oh. Tell.
So I get a text from my ex, and she says, you need to call your daughter. So that, number one, is never a good sign. Mm-mm. So I was like, okay. So I call her up, and I said, so what's going on? And she's kind of stumbling on the phone. I said, so this is the moment. I said, right now, I'm going to assume that you're going to tell me good news. I know you're not, but I'm going to assume this. So long story short, she snuck a boy in her room. She's 15, going to be 16 in October. Snuck a boy in her room and got caught. And I'm like, you know, I'm just not prepared for this. I'm just not mentally ready for this. But it's just, you know, I got one that's 15 and one that's 2. I'm like, you know, it's cooler when they're 2. You know, they want to play monkey on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we still poop our pants and stuff. And, I mean, that's, you know, that's the good time.
Well, they still poop their pants. They just don't tell you at 15. Don't worry.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, there was a boy over. His name is Leon. I'm like,
Leon. What a name. What a name. Does he sell furniture?
Leon.
He sells furniture.
Oh, my God. I'm like, you greasy bastard,
Leon.
Leon.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so, yeah, so, you know, that's cool. Yeah, so, yeah, man, just hang on to the innocence of their youth as long as you can.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Soon enough.
I feel like a Leon would have, like, slick back hair or something, right? Like, does he smoke already? I feel like he smokes already.
He probably does smoke. Either he smokes or he's like, you know, I'm all about the environment and, like, social justice, so... Yeah, you know, that's kind of my thing. I'm like anti-oil sands. You know, I feel like he's one of those guys.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But I don't. I don't know that for a fact.
He hates you. If she ever talks, my dad works for oil sands. He hates you. Absolutely.
Already hates me.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
100% Leon. Hi, Leon. Welcome to the family, Leon. Oh my goodness.
God.
I couldn't handle a Leon. I don't even think I've ever known a Leon. Like that.
No,
other than being in the store, Leon's. I've never really known a Leon.
I don't know any Leons either. But now, I'm going to get to know Leon. I'm gonna have to meet Leon at some point.
No,
and I'm like, oh, Leon.
Is he gonna come on a trip to your place?
No, I'm gonna go to Edmonton.
Okay. So you have to meet him here. That's okay then. Yeah, if he's stuck at your place, I feel like there's, like, you know, a burial ground not too far away that maybe might be easily accessible.
The potential for an ass whooping. Yeah. It's like, Leon, you don't know what you just did, son.
You still have that vicious dog or that?
No, I had to put him down.
Yeah, that sucks. Sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up.
No, that's fine.
maybe I'll delete that.
Yeah. Hey, you still have that dog? No, he died. Yeah,
sorry. Wow.
He's dead.
We didn't just dig that deep in. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that sucks. Anyways, but we do have things to talk about. You are back. I did do a show last week. I felt naked without you.
I think you were the whole time it's all
look at this
I'm right the entire time.
Yeah, that's the best part.
I could say anything and there's nobody here to call me out on my shit.
Nobody could I was like so crisp and clean and it was just like look at this, nobody's arguing, it's amazing. Yeah, but it wasn't the same. It was okay, but it wasn't the same. And I've heard that from a few people. So, we're back, and let's get into some sports talk. Let's get into to the Masters tournament, which started today. I didn't get a chance to watch any. I only seen highlights. I was tracking it all day. I would like to get started off and I only watched a little bit of it. Sergio Garcia's special hole. I'd like you to kind of take us down that path of the defending champion, if you will.
Oh, my God. It was one of the most I didn't see it. I got a text from a friend of mine that said, "You gotta see what's happening right now." So I watched, I Googled the highlights. Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Oh. Five in a row.
In the water.
In the drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Dog. That, oh, my God, man. I can't even fathom how bad that is. Like, just the... Can you imagine, like, at that point, at what point are you, like, just pump one into the bush, you know? Just hope for the best.
To be honest, I would have just chipped up close to the water, and then...
yeah. Club down, Sergio.
Yeah. I'm not sure
he's
what
got
he was
that
trying
Spanish
there.
Temper, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he was getting mad. He's getting mad. Like, he put himself out of that tournament in one hole, and it was the worst, the highest scorer ever in one hole in the Masters, or tied it, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I think he got the highest.
Yeah, that's incredible. The defending champion, the guy who finally broke the camel off the back and won it last year, and broke the camel off his back. I don't know if that sounds right, but whatever. And won it last year, goes out today, and just throws up a dud. Second last in the tourney. He's not making the cut. I don't see that happening. That's awful.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and he's
going
to have to stick around.
Over,
yeah.
9 over 81, I think it was what he shot. I think that's what he ended up with.
He ended up getting a birdie the next hole, which is odd.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What a comeback.
But he's got to stick around all weekend and hand a jacket over, so he's got to feel great about that.
Yeah,
I hope his meal was really good this week. I hope the meal that he chose for Masters Week was really good.
Yeah, I wonder what he chose.
Oh, I don't know. What do you chose in Spain? What's Spanish? Like what? I don't even know what's Spanish. Like food. What's Spanish food? Do you know Spanish food?
I want to say a burrito, but
because they speak Spanish in Mexico doesn't mean the burrito came from Spain. I feel like,
oh my god, dude, I'm watching it again, man, and like he hits one like within like a foot of the hole, and this thing backspins and rolls off the green and into the drink on his sixth shot. Hitting wedges into this green, and they're rolling off. Oh my god!
It's awful.
Sergio.
Yeah. Well, he's done, so he's not repeating. But getting deeper into the rest of the world of golf, Tiger Woods. We'll get into that right away. He had a sloppy, well, what he called a sloppy round today, and I think it was
one
sloppy.
Over.
One over, but he fought back because he was essentially, after going one under, two back-to-back bogeys, which got him to plus three at one point, which didn't look good. I think I texted you at that time, and I was like, ooh. The comeback trail here might not be very good if he doesn't make the weekend, but he clawed back and got himself to one over for the day, which doesn't put him too far back. Obviously, Spieth had a day, making him seven shots behind, but everybody else that's within the pack, he's only five shots behind. So,
it's amazing to me, Jordan Spieth's round. Jordan Spieth just like, I think this is his fourth Masters, and he's never. I don't know if he's ever had a round where he wasn't tied for at least second.
Well, interesting round that he had. He actually got it down to minus two and then went back to even and then went back to minus six. So he had a day. He got an eagle on eight. So
yeah, well, he went – what did he do here? He went birdie. Bogey, bogey, eagle, and then five birds in a row,
yeah.
And then bogey on 18.
Yeah.
So he gives one back. So, I mean, the kid is just, he just loves this
course.
He had
a double on seven, right? Is that what it got
No, he
back?
Didn't have a double.
No, just a single, yeah, okay.
He bogeyed seven, comes back, eagles eight, and then he goes par, 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 then five birdies in a row. Birdies 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17.
So he's playing well, and you've been convincing me lately to maybe give him a chance, maybe like him a little bit. I kind of can't stand his squeaky clean personality. But
he ever squeaky clean, eh?
Oh man, honestly, he's that brand new shoe on a basketball court. It's not good. Like it just squeaks too much. Yeah, no, it is. It's like that dog won't put the fucking toy down. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It just, you just too, I don't know. Like you said, you told me all this stuff. Like he's you know, he's supposed to be this perfect kid, basically.
Oh, yeah. He marries. He's engaged to his high school sweetheart. He's just like this golden boy from Texas. He's more American than apple pie. You know, he's got like a sister with like with a mental handicap, just donating time to orphans. He makes me sick.
Donating time. But so. I mean, he's doing well. He shot the big low round of the day, and that's good. But the rest of the pack's about four under. We got Finau and Kuchar. Finau.
Yeah, we got a Canadian boy up there with 300.
We do. But before I hit to Hadwin, how about Finau? Did you watch the video where he pops his ankle out and then puts it back in the par 3 contest? Did you watch that this week?
No.
Oh, my God. Look that up while we're talking. And it is the grossest thing in the world. And how the hell he's playing this weekend, because it was sideways. And he popped it back in after he hit the hole-in-one. He hit a hole-in-one in the par 3 contest. And it snapped while he was celebrating. And then he popped it back in, and he's out there, and they were talking about it today, like, oh, my God, he's actually playing today. And he's out there, and he shot a minus four today. Incredible. I don't know how he's doing that. Like, it looked like it was messed up.
All right, I'm watching it right now.
Oh, you're going to love it. I can't wait for the – yeah, it's wild. It's wild.
Here comes the hole-in-one. It's sucking him back.
So the hole-in-one, okay.
It's looking good. It's looking good. It's in.
Okay, so you got a minute because he goes running like a maniac for a little while here. And then it's about...
Oh!
Ooh, for the viewer, you guys got to watch this, anybody who listens to this show.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
And he calls his family over to come celebrate with him because he can't run back to them. He's like, I'm done. I can't run back to you now.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude, that popped out so bad, man. Oh, and then the pop back in.
Yeah. Like, so he's done it before, which is even wilder, which is
crazy. That's hockey player tough.
Yeah, like he's done it before. Like that, there's something wrong with his ankle. And then he's minus four today, for Christ's sake. Like, well done.
Yeah.
Just
no ill effects. Yeah,
that makes Finau's story a little bit more impressive, don't you think?
He's almost like Mr. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. He's like Reed Richards. He's just made of elastic.
I mean, obviously it's the first day, and a lot of people are going to listen to the show throughout the weekend and maybe next week, but it's the first day. And we got a pretty good leaderboard after the first day. What do you think? I mean, you got Spieth, you got Finau, which with the story with what he did is probably going to be a pretty good story. Kuchar, which is impressive to me that he's minus four. He actually was at plus two at one point today. And he hasn't been playing that well, Kuchar. So I'm impressed to see him. Even Stenson, for that matter, hasn't been playing that well. So he's in the top of the leaderboard.
Well, Stenson I'm not too surprised with, but Kuchar. Because Cooch hits like a cut, right? Mm. Cooch hits a left to right ball, and the left to right ball is not meant for Augusta. The cut, it just doesn't work at that course. That's why lefties generally play well there. You know what I mean? Like Mickelson, Watson, Mike Weir, because they can hit a cut.
Right.
And most of the holes dogleg left, so you need to be able to hit a draw. That's why Spieth plays really well there, because Spieth hits a draw. He draws the ball off the tee, and he's able to work that. But for Cooch to go four under with that little baby cut that he plays, actually really impressive, man. Like, really impressed with Cooch at minus four. It's an interesting leaderboard. I'm interested to see how the weekend plays out. I think Tiger is not – I'm not going to say he's out of it, but he's definitely – he didn't blow my mind today with – with that performance.
No, he's not out of it, though, but that's the thing. We got to remember, he's plus one. And if he can throw a little round together and get to the weekend, then you're laughing. Everybody knows. I mean, look at. I think it was 121st last week. What's his face who won last weekend? Throw me a name. Bubba. Throw me a name. No, not last weekend. Last weekend was he hadn't won in a while. We talked about it this week.
Paul Casey?
No, it wasn't Paul Casey. It was last weekend.
Hold on a second. Come on. It was the Dell match play that Bubba Watson won. Rory McIlroy won.
Last weekend. Oh my goodness.
I know. Hold on a second. Just stop rushing me. Give me a fucking second. All right.
You're supposed to be.
Ian Poulter.
So at one point he started
pushing me too hard.
Friday was a nasty Friday for him, and he came back and won. Thursday. To be honest, he's in striking distance. Woods is still fine. If he can throw a round together minus tomorrow, he's going to be fine. I feel like the scores are going to be tougher than everybody thinks to get under all the time, which they are in the Masters sometimes. Spieth is going to be the guy to beat. We've got some great guys on the leaderboard. You had just previously mentioned, Adam Hadwin, Canadian. Man, is he playing good? He's playing so good this year. Like, he is in the mix in a lot of tournaments. So he's finding a groove. He's playing really well. It wasn't just a one-hit wonder for him to be in contention there earlier this year.
No, it's good to see a Canadian boy in there. I mean, I have a hard time betting against Spieth as far as it goes with the Masters. I mean, the kid just—it's courses, it's horses for courses, right?
It is, but
it's unbelievable at Augusta.
McIlroy is in the mix, and there is a guy who's chasing the elusive green jacket, and I wouldn't count him out of this tournament.
See, the problem with me, the problem I have with McIlroy winning the Masters, he's not good enough with the flat stick. Like, he gets hot with the putter, so, I mean, it's not impossible, and he's a good enough driver to golf ball. Like, he's a phenomenal player all around, but his putting has always been suspect. He's always been, and that's the defense for Augusta. And, you know, you look at that course, you and I could go out and play Augusta from the tips, and it's not that long. It's not long enough that you're, like, totally afraid of it. It's not ridiculous. You're not penalized as much in the rough and in the trees, but it's the greens.
We'd shoot 140. We'd shoot 140.
You know, you'd be shooting almost a regular round. You could hit a drive up there. You know, you could be, you know what I mean? Like, we could absolutely play that course until you got to the greens. And once you got near the green and you had to hit an approach shot or make a putt, that's when we're fucked. That's when we're, like, triple bogeying these things because, you know, if you end up in the wrong spot on any of those greens, you are absolutely screwed. And even if you end up in the right spot, you look at some putts like Spieth hits, man. Spieth is just such a good putter. He reads green and the speed. His speed is perfect. So that's why he does so well at Augusta, because he hits a draw and his putting is ridiculous.
McIlroy has shown
hot.
But he's shown brilliance at times, and all he has to do is get hot. But that's the thing, though, is all he has to do is get hot. And we're talking about a guy who needs the fourth major to complete the
career grand slam. Yeah, but I mean, it's just to get hot with the putter is one thing, but to get hot with the putter at Augusta is another thing entirely.
Well,
is not that hard. It's not a difficult course to play if they had regular greens. But the defense for that course is the greens. They are blistering fast. And if you end up in a wrong spot, they are so tiered. And, like, there's these little micro adjustments to these things. If you end up in a bad spot, you got to putt down the hill. You could easily – like, look at what look at Sergio today, man. He actually hit one – like, within a foot of the pin, and this thing didn't have that much, like, soaring on it. It wasn't zipping back with ridiculous speed. But this thing rolled a good 60 feet off the green into the water. That's what I'm talking about. If you miss that.
Yeah,
thing,
it happens.
You know,
it happens there.
There's no fringe.
It's dangerous.
There's no fringe. No. Like, you can, like, it's fucking ridiculous, man. Like, that's almost unfair. Like, so players like us, we would hit on that par five, you would hit a driver, you'd hit an iron up near the green, and then now the hole starts.
So, I mean, obviously we're just in Friday, and leaderboard is going to change. It always does. If you ever watch any tournament Thursday, going into
Except
Friday.
Except the last 4 years with Spieth playing. It doesn't change till the last day.
Well, that's what it is. And it doesn't change. Saturday's moving day gets you into position, and everybody knows, make the weekend and things will change. I mean, you could be you can be out of it and work your way back in it on Saturday. You know what I mean? So you can find a way. You can just make the cut and find your way back in it by Saturday, and it's been done before. But there are some big names that are playing okay. Mickelson's up there. Fowler, he's in there. He's a big day for him. So because Spieth posted what he posted today, do you have him being the main guy? Do you have him winning this weekend?
I have Spieth winning.
I don't. I feel like it's going to change. I feel like it's going to change a little bit more, and we've seen Spieth being able to choke some things away. I feel like there's going to be more moving and shaking. A Thursday lead is great, but a Thursday lead is also dangerous, and some guys don't tend to hold that lead the entire weekend, and the percentages are probably against him, actually, when it comes to that. So I feel like we're yet to see who's going to make the big run when it matters. And maybe Spieth does run away with it. Minus six is good. It's a good hot day. It's a good day to get out there and post that score for sure. But I do like some other people's chances. There's a lot of people on that leaderboard that I really like. I really want to see Woods make the weekend. I want to see Woods we both do, and we want to see him to be in contention. I think it'd be exciting to see him make a run. He's not out of it by any stretch. So hopefully he doesn't post anything nasty tomorrow.
If I had to make like a dark horse pick, I'm going to look at that leaderboard anywhere down. You know, even Mickelson's at minus two. He's not that far up. I'm going to say Patty Reed.
Well, Reed's dangerous. Reed's
dangerous, man, because he can get hot as hell. And when Reed's he gets dangerous. Going, man, that guy just, like, feeds on the energy, right?
There's a lot of good people on the leaderboard, man. But there's not that many under. Like, when you look at it, I know there's a minus six posted, but minus four is the next, and there's not many under. And it could change. We all know Augusta. Some years can be you can post a real low score. Some years it could be difficult to post that low score. I mean, I just love seeing like a couple names up there that I like seeing. Like I love Louis Oosthuizen. What a name, Louis Oosthuizen. Who the hell has double O's in their name at the beginning of their name?
Oh, so good.
Oosthuizen.
It sounds like a whiskey. You know, or like a fine. Spiced rum.
Oh my goodness. Oosthuizen. Oh. Oosthuizen. The smooth, crisp taste of Oosthuizen.
nothing like a little Louis Oosthuizen down your throat.
You gotta add the Louis Oosthuizen, yeah. Because Louis's the best, and then you add it with Oosthuizen.
Yeah, it's like it's a little white trash with like Oosthuizen.
That's the best. Yeah, Oosthuizen. Yeah, it's like Louis. Oh man, Oosthuizen. Oh wow, he's respectable.
You almost think his name should be like Reginald.
Reginald, you know? Reginald Oosthuizen.
Reginald Oosthuizen III. You know, like you almost sound like royalty at that point.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, you know, like what's next, Leon?
Leon Oosthuizen.
Leon, that's his brother, Leon.
I feel Leon like every Oosthuizen. Time I say Oosthuizen, though, I need a salute to the. Never mind.
Oosthuizen.
Yeah, Oosthuizen. But I always loved golf names, actually, just to bring that up really quickly. I always was a huge fan. You want to know my favorite golf name ever when I was younger? Sure. And I used to love it. And see if you know, see if you think what my favorite golf name is. Jose Maria Olazabal.
Oh, so good.
Isn't that a name?
Jose Maria Olazabal.
Jose Maria Olazabal.
Maria.
And man, was I a fan, except when he choked away everything that he ever tried to win.
There's lots of good golf names, like Fred Funk.
And who was that other South American?
Charles Schwartzel?
No,
Ernie,
no, no.
Ernie Els?
No, no, no. Before that, I used to. Oh my goodness! Another South American. He's an older guy. He's retired now.
I know who you're talking about.
Blue eyes, older guy. Just looks like he would just be the most awesome guy in the world. What the hell is his name?
I think it starts with an R.
An R. I can't remember. Oh my god, I can't remember. I used to love that guy. He was like, he was a good golfer actually for a lot of years. I can't remember. It's gonna hit the tip of our tongue for a while. Are you looking it up?
I'm trying to.
Oh my goodness. I feel like we can't look it up. I feel like that. They're going to be like, why are you so racist? Google's going to tell us that. South African golfers. Nick. It's Nick.
Retief Goosen.
No, Retief Goosen is good, but it's Nick. Oh, my God. Remember Nick? Nick?
Let's see here. I got a whole list of them here.
And not Nick Faldo.
Rory Sabatini,
isn't that a name?
He's from South Africa, this guy you're talking about?
I'm pretty sure. At least I thought he was. Maybe I'm totally wrong.
Are you thinking Nick Faldo?
No, it's not Nick Faldo. It's not Nick Faldo.
Okay, well, we're going to have to move on from this because
we'll be on here for like ever and we'll be like, what the hell is going on?
But Retief Goosen.
Isn't that there a name, you... though?
Oh, that's good. That's smooth.
Isn't that smooth? Nick Price. Nick Price. Zimbabwean professional golfer. Nick Price.
Nick Price.
A white guy from Zimbabwe.
The only white guy from Zimbabwe.
The only guy from Zimbabwe that is white happened to be a good golfer. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's awesome. Isn't that crazy? Okay, so we spent a lot of time finding out who the fuck Nick Price was, but whatever. So anything more you want to touch about the Masters, or we want to get on something quick before we call it a show?
Oh, want to hear the whitest name ever? Professional golfer Chip Beck.
Chip Beck. Oh my goodness. Is that not...
Oh, oh my god, that is great.
Chip Beck, I love it.
Chip Beck.
I love how Mike Weir shot a +4 today. He's amazing.
So amazing. All right, so we'll quickly get into one other topic then. We'll leave the Masters for now. We're probably going to come back Sunday, right?
We're going to come back Sunday with a little bit of Masters talk. We're going to come back Sunday with a little bit of hockey talk because I think everything's all set in stone Sunday when it comes to playoff. And we should get into a little bit of NBA at that time, but we'll hit what you want to talk about today. And we have breaking news just this moment, or soon after it broke by somebody else later on, earlier today-ish. But we're going to go live, or taped, to the Situation Room with Kevin Whalen.
Yeah, okay, so have you looked this up yet to see what happened with Conor McGregor today?
I have not. I did not look. I have no idea. So please enlighten me.
Okay, so Conor McGregor apparently went to the UFC 223 press conference, had some type of blowout, and him and, like, a gang of dudes went WWE style and, like, ransacked the back of the building and went and attacked a bunch of fucking UFC fighters that were in a bus leaving the arena. Michael Chiesa, the featherweight champion, I think that's, he's the featherweight champ, or he was supposed to fight for the title or something like that at right. UFC 223. He got hit with, like, a fucking guardrail or some shit. Got his face all fucked up. Now he's pulled off the card. There's a warrant for Conor's arrest right now.
This isn't happening.
He went WWE fucking straight up, and he went Stone Cold Steve Austin through the back, Stone Cold stunning people. You know, fucking, what what the fuck, man? That's craziness.
NYPD sought for questioning UFC 223 bus incident. Are you kidding me right now? Is
no.
this guy blowing away his career over being an absolute fucking jackass? Is that what's happening here?
I feel like he may be, man. I think he might be. You know, wow. I think he might be being like, we've talked about this before. Athletes that just have everything going for them and they just ruin it by being an idiot. This guy might be doing that, man. I mean, this is one of the either this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen, or he is such a marketing genius.
This happened today.
Today. He's either the biggest idiot ever, or he's the best marketing genius you've ever seen.
We're like hot off the press media here. Like, this happened today.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Situation room.
You actually probably heard it on ESPN first, like 7 hours ago when it happened. But you heard it here, like, later after that.
Anybody
like,
who gets their news from
like
us just heard it.
You heard it here, like, shortly after that. Shortly.
The situation room. This is the moment. We just brought it to you.
You got your moment. You got your situation room, bro. This is it.
I gotta make this happen. Don't blow it, Kev.
This is a dream. This is a dream of Kevin Whalen's. We're opening up the situation room.
The fucking situation room.
All right. So, what do you think? Like, does this go crazy or like what? Does this get nasty?
Honestly, I don't even know what to think about this whole thing because this is borderline ridiculous. Right, so I don't know what his angle is, and again, like my theory, I can only venture two guesses. One guess is that he is a drunken Irishman who doesn't understand how the real world works, and he's losing grasp with reality now that he's got $100 million from the Floyd Mayweather fight, and he's got suit deals, you know, and he's like tied in with Burger King, mm-hmm. and he's doing all this stuff. Either he's losing grasp of reality and the yes men that he has on his team are telling him, or he is a marketing genius. He's unbelievable. Mm. If this was a ploy, man, if this is a plan. This
yeah,
is
but
his
dude,
plan.
They got him. I'm just reading right now. They got him on video smashing in the window. Like, they. Like,
oh, yeah. No, he's going. He's definitely getting busted.
It is a marketing ploy. If you think so, but I got to disagree with you that this might be really bad for him because he is such an asshole as it is, and I feel like he believes he's above everything else in the world. But I feel like the rest of the people are like, I don't buy it. Like, you haven't fought in UFC forever. I feel like this is gonna fuck him up. Like, I don't know. Can you get any more stupid than having a fight backstage with somebody you're not even fucking fighting?
I just want to put it like this. So he went and attacked Khabib in the bus, right? Khabib was on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
He went after Khabib. So now, because of all of this, have you ever seen a more hyped or promoted fight?
You're right in that aspect. I mean, I can't disagree with you. We're talking about that everybody's going to want it to happen, and maybe this is way back in the UFC because everybody kind of just believes that he's fucking done anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So he comes back with this, like, ridiculous move. If this thing is orchestrated, if this was an orchestrated move, because I've heard this about Conor before. Conor is like, he gets on the mic.
Smart.
And he turns into this fucking whole character. He's got this character that he does.
Wrestling.
But when he's off the mic, he's
not loves
like that.
Wrestling, by the way. He loves wrestling. So I can agree with you with this. Continue.
So either he's losing grasp on reality. Either he's losing reality, it's slipping away from him, and he feels like he's untouchable, or he's just like the greatest thing since sliced bread, and he can do whatever he wants and nobody can touch him. Or he realizes that if he does something huge like this, it will sell one of the biggest UFC pay-per-view fights ever. Because if you think about him and Khabib for the title in Russia, that'd be massive.
That would be huge. And I'll tell you, if that's the case, then yeah, you're right. It might be bigger than what he had before, because if we're talking about, but I just don't know about fucking up another fighter.
That's the worst, man. He fucked up Michael Chiesa.
And you say he's a contender, and I you know more than I do, but if you say he's a contender, I feel like that might have went too far. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're talking about you just hurt a card in UFC by fucking up a fighter, and it wasn't the fighter that you were really trying to go fuck up.
No. Two guys are pulled off this card. So three, I guess four now, because Michael Chiesa is pulled. So he was fighting Ray Borg. So he's off that card because of the cuts to his eye. He's not medically cleared to fight. And Artem Lobov, he's like McGregor's little retarded buddy. He's like this Russian guy that fights in the UFC, but he's just like follows McGregor around like. Do you know what I mean? He's like this lost puppy without Conor McGregor. It's kind of ridiculous how he is. He's just, I don't know how to explain him. He's like his little retarded buddy. He's just like, oh, hey, yo, I'm Artem Lobov, and I love Conor McGregor. He does whatever he wants. I guess he was in the group of fucking thugs that went after the bus. And he's pulled off the card, too.
Yeah, it's not looking good, and this card's looking really terrible. And I mean, I mean, a lot of cards lately haven't been very good, but, that's crazy. Like, I mean, how amazing you have to be to have your own media company, the Mac Life. I just reading that they went in through the doors by the Mac Life guys, McGregor's media company. This guy is beyond. This guy's a Hulk Hogan in wrestling. Like he's bigger.
You know,
bigger.
You know what this honestly reminds me of? Do you remember back in the day when WWE and WCW merged? And so then they had this like big. There was this big Undertaker were in the ring.
Well,
and
no, they
all
had
the WCW UFC. And the ECW guys came out and started beating on all the WWE guys.
Yeah,
and they're like, you know, Jim Ross is like. They're outnumbered.
And then mayhem. Stone Cold comes flying in.
Stone Cold rolls into the fucking F-150 with the pool cue and just starts taking everybody out. Stone Cold stunning
and
everybody.
Stunner!
Hell or high water, you know. He's walking. Oh, yeah. He's talking. Yeah. He's coming down. Yeah. You know, looking.
Stone oh my God, in. Michael! It's another stunner.
Yeah, that's it. He's unstoppable. Business is about to pick up. Oh, you know, but fucking Jim Ross could sell anything.
Oh, he could.
This is what it reminds me of, man. It's WWE shit, and he's either losing touch with reality.
I don't know.
It's entirely possible that he's lost touch. That he's all of a sudden become.
Well, about this before, and we think a lot of major athletes tend to have the ability to throw their fucking life away, and they get this mindset, and they just. They just think that they're better and above everybody else in the world. When I mean, honestly, you made your name by fighting, and good on you. But, you're not above the law, I guess. You're not Steven Seagal. Is that a Steven Seagal movie? Steven Seagal above the law. Does he have a movie above the law, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Right? You're not an Aikido champion here. A pretend Aikido champion. I don't know. I just these athletes, I've never been a fan of him, and I think he's gonna I think inevitably, and I thought that we talked about this maybe once before on the cast, but that I feel like he's going to throw it all the fucking way. I think you've even said it yourself.
Oh, I probably have. I wouldn't be surprised to see him be like MC Hammer and be broke. Just
fucking
spending all his money like as fast as he can get it. You know what I mean? Like he's almost like a Floyd Mayweather in that way. Like Floyd Mayweather is talking about coming into the UFC for a UFC fight. Because he's broke.
Yeah, he's broke already.
He probably spent all that fucking money that he made, the $300 million. Can you imagine?
You're gonna see Conor McGregor in like 10 years. He's gonna be missing chiclets. He's gonna be
be drinking at some pub, some seedy pub in Ireland. You know, just like I used to be.
I had it all. I had it. Bloody hell, I had it fucking all. I don't even know. They don't even say bloody hell. That's like British, but whatever. He's gonna be fucked up by then. To any Irish people alive, that was the most incredibly disappointing fucking impression.
Oh, it was ever. Real bad. It sounded like a pirate.
I got no whatever. Fuck.
It's getting worse.
I've killed it.
The best way to get out of a hole. I have is to stop
shot
it.
And killed and. Pissed on it and buried it by now. That's incredible. That's a great. That's gonna be interesting to track. I feel like we're gonna need to talk about this more since we are the one who broke it to you shortly after some other people.
Shortly
broke
after
it to
everybody
you.
Else broke it to you.
you heard it here. After every other news spot.
Yeah, if you haven't watched any other news, you heard it here first.
Exactly.
So, Kev, you're welcome.
Yeah, Kevin, you're welcome. If you're married and have children, this is the first sports thing that you've heard in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
We broke it to you. You're shocked. You're shocked. You're gonna call your friends right now. You're gonna be like, "Oh my god!" You're probably gonna call me and be like, "Did you hear?" I'll be like, "Yeah, I'm the one who put the fucking podcast out. Like, of course I heard that."
We're part of the media now.
Yeah, we're media. We're the media.
We're kind of media.
You know what? I bought a new microphone. I have a media fucking style microphone. We are media now.
All right.
That being said, I feel like that's a show.
That's a show.
That's for show. yeah, whatever. You know what? Whatever. As like I said, we talked about it before. Shit. I gotta represent everybody on the show that listens to the show. I never said, wait a minute, you're the one who's laughing and saying it's inappropriate. I say I gotta represent everybody, the people. Of all
because,
people. Because,
yeah, I mean, you kind of are the people's champion.
Right. No, seriously, I am. I'm not. But maybe if you want me to be, the millions and millions and Kevin that views the show.
I wouldn't say that I'm the people's champion, but people say that about me. So take that as you will, right?
Right. No, for sure. I'm definitely not as beautiful as maybe The Rock is.
Beautiful.
Is he not a specimen? Like, are you not jealous of that mother? Could you not imagine? Like, that guy could walk anywhere in the world and just be, like, it doesn't matter. You ever look at that guy and be like, why? Like, I couldn't, you're just.
Yeah, good.
Like, you've done everything. You're, like, the guy, the man.
I watched Jumanji on the plane. Terrible movie.
It's awful, but it's laughed. I laughed. I still laughed.
Yeah, you know, Kevin Hart and The Rock actually have a really good rapport.
Yeah, they
it's
do.
Like,
they
it's really
do.
Funny.
I actually like Jack Black's part, actually, a lot.
He did good with
the girl. I was just like, you know, like, oh my god, I should be Instagramming this right now.
It was funny, man. It was like, it was pretty good. All in all, man, it was very,
it's a terrible
movie. I thought the movie was lame,
it's
but The
lame,
Rock, I mean,
but it's funny. Rock in it. You have to. Like, the movie, what is it, The Beast or whatever that's coming out? It seems like it's going to be awful, but yet, you know what?
Rampage.
Right. Yeah. The Rock's cool. Like, it'll work. I feel. It's not going to work. But he's going to get to the point where he's going to start making stupid movies, which he already has. And,
he's so lovable.
He's not going to be like Vin Diesel and do the Tooth Fairy. Did he do the Tooth Fairy? Did The Rock do the Tooth Fairy? Or was that
Vin
Diesel?
Yeah, The Rock did the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, didn't Vin Diesel do the Tooth Fairy or something? No.
Vin Diesel did the sitter, didn't he?
The second Tooth Fairy. I think he did the second Tooth Fairy.
Oh.
That's what I think was that they hate each other. I also heard that recently.
I've heard that too. They hate each other.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because Vin Diesel is like the least impressive specimen. He has got like a beer gut with like shoulders.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's got like a dad bod.
Yeah,
he's got like huge monstrous arms and then like a beard gut with a fucking mustard stain on the wife beater. Like, but that being said, I think we should do a show this weekend. I think we should talk about the and people should be aware that we are going to come back and we're going to talk about the NHL playoff preview, the NBA playoff preview, and the monster win the Raps had yesterday, which. Inevitably, more than likely, I think they only have to win one more, and they clinch number one in the East. So that's going to be big, a little bit of basketball talk. And, of course, we will talk to Masters at that point, and we will keep you posted on the Conor McGregor news that I'm sure that's going to unfold before our eyes throughout the weekend.
All right.
That being said, I feel like everybody's excited to have Kevin Whalen back, or maybe Kevin Buchanan might be excited to have Kevin Whalen.
I'm hoping I did. I hope I delivered. I hope I didn't disappoint. I hope I was. You could call me the postman.
And see, that's what I felt like on Sunday. You were down and out, and I mentioned this on the cast. You were down and out. You were KO. I talked to you that day, and you sounded like it was the last time I was going to talk to you ever, because that was it. That was the last day you were alive, because you didn't sound good at all. But so I threw it out. But it held. It was like a holdover. It was like that snack that just told you over. You know, that wonderful, delicious snack.
That ties you over snack, yeah? Before dinner.
Pizza pocket. That's not quite like a pizza before the pizza, you know?
Oh, it's like, yes.
Just the three cheese and pepperoni pizza.
Yeah. No stuffed crust.
No stuffed crust. No, God, no stuffed crust.
Certainly not.
Why ruin the crust like that with stuffiness?
That's it, stuffiness.
Anyway, All right. That's it. That's all we have. And we will do it again very, very soon.